Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Many years ago, someone coined a phrase that says, "The family that prays together stays together." The sad news is that the average parent spends less than 6 minutes a day communicating with their children. My best guess is that little, if any of that, is in prayer. Another oddity is that the great majority of Americans consider themselves to be Christians and would even encourage their children to pray, but never pray with them themselves. As a pastor, I often ask others to pray in various circumstances, and you'd be amazed at how many people shy away from the opportunity just because they simply don't know how to pray. So when someone is afraid of praying, it tells me that their parents spent no time teaching them to pray. I suppose it could be because the parents themselves don't really know how to pray. Jesus was careful to teach his disciples how to pray. It's recorded in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. It's become known as the Lord's Prayer. Jesus' intention, no doubt, was not necessarily to give them specific words to pray, but to give them an example of a good prayer and to encourage them to talk to their Heavenly Father every day. I've made a point to pray with my two children every night since they were born. And as they begin to learn to talk, we developed a format for our nightly prayer, and I gave each one of them a part of their own to pray. This is how our nighttime prayer has gone for almost 18 years now. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your blessings, for your health, and for our wonderful angels of protection. We ask that you would continue your blessings on our family and on our home, on all of our aunts, uncles, crazy cousins, relatives, and friends. And we want to honor our mommies and daddies with a special blessing, Lord. And then we go on to ask the Lord to bless our authorities. And then, Lord, we ask that you would put your mark on our doorposts so that all bad things would see that Jesus lives here and go right on by, and no evil shall come near our dwelling. We ask you to give us a good night's sleep so we'll wake up rested and ready to serve you another day. Oh, what sweet memories I have of my children laying there, one on either side with their heads rested on my chest, teaching them to pray. We still do it to this day. Add to that all the other countless times we've prayed together, and guess what? Ask for someone to pray, and they'll be the first to volunteer. You know, when our family has experienced some of the toughest times, we made it through greatly because we believe in the power of prayer. So when bedtime rolls around tonight, Mom and Dad, take 15 minutes to pray with your children. Hey, you'll be 2 times ahead of the national average. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.